Hello and welcome back to the MRX Lab podcast from FlexMR, the show where we investigate topics on the fringes of market research in 10 minutes or less. Today, I'm joined by Maria Twigg, Research Director at FlexMR. Maria, welcome to the show. Would you like to briefly introduce yourself to our audience?
Hi, Chris. Thank you for having me. Yes, I am Maria Twigg. I'm a research director at FlexMR. I've been with the company for over 10 years, so I work as part of the senior team and am involved in insight delivery, development consultative services, and planning for the future and our strategic development.
That's great. We're really glad to have you here because the topic we have under our microscope today that we're going to be looking at is how new, emerging, and creative reporting techniques can capture and retain stakeholder attention both today and into the future. So, Maria, to get us started, in your words, why would you say there's a need for creative and experimental reporting techniques?
Well, I think that we find ourselves as a team looking for new ways to deliver insights in order to get the attention of the wider teams and to ensure that we're really delivering impact from the insights that we've found. And in this sort of context of more pressured time from the people that we're talking to, and this kind of wider landscape of lots of data that people are looking at to try and inform their decisions, it's really important to get their attention, to create something memorable so that they're able to incorporate that into the decisions they're making and just be able to ensure that the insight is delivering in terms of the return on the investment as well, really.
I think that point you make on impact is really interesting. So it's about achieving that cut through, about getting the one story or the one thing that is going to stand out and be remembered. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I'm not sure whether it's always about just the one insight, but often that is one way you would make the insight sort of actionable and ensure that people are able to use what you've delivered to them. But it's about delivering it in a way that is usable, is a way that the wider team can understand really quickly and be able to apply that to the business to make an impact, definitely.
So what would you say are some examples of newer emerging techniques that you've come across recently?
Well, I mean, the sorts of techniques that we're using a lot are using a lot more video, to collecting more video to emphasize the points that we're making and really make it more real to the team when we're able to deliver the insights. And working with more kind of dashboard style outputs, working more to integrate qual and quant so that, you know, you have the certainty from the numbers, but so that you can explain it and make it memorable and the team can understand really what it means. Every time we come to a project, it tends to be a different approach. So it's about making it visual. So there's lots of new technologies that are enabling us to create more novel outputs in terms of animation and infographics, but it's also about maybe creating something that can be used again and again and having dashboards and templating the insights so that it's not just a one-off piece and you are able to make sense of the insights over time as well.
I guess something that has been in the research discourse lately is this idea that innovation is very much tied to technology at the moment, that there hasn't been any real process innovation for the last 20, 30 years. Is that true in reporting, or are there kind of newer ways emerging of running workshops, connecting with people, and delivering that presentation as well?
think, yeah, it's some technology, but it's definitely development of techniques as well, learning from other sort of adjacent departments and teams and understanding how you can use different processes and use different techniques to be able to deliver the outputs. Obviously, we've had this opportunity the last couple of years to really develop our virtual meetings, and that has meant that you can use a lot of different techniques in engaging wider teams in what the insights mean. And that's definitely partly what technology you have available to you, but definitely in a large part the creativity of your team in changing the ways that you might run the workshops in order to facilitate those audiences.
I definitely think it's interesting that you mentioned virtual here, because I think the shift to the online virtual meetings, the virtual world, has forced us all to learn new skills, adapt our ways of working. In terms of reporting specifically, would you say there are new skills or old skills that people should be looking to take advantage of some of the newer and more emerging techniques?
Yeah, I guess, you know, being able to use and familiar with different technology platforms, different tools that you might have at your fingertips is always going to be helpful. But certainly when, you know, we talk about delivering insights, it's often just as much about effective communication skills and understanding the different stakeholders and having the right relationships with those people, so you know the context within that they're making those decisions within. So it's about having those skills to do that in that virtual setting as well, when we don't get as many opportunities to see people face to face, or we haven't in the recent years.
I guess there's been a lot of changes in the way we have to present, the way we have to connect with other departments and teams in the last few years. What do you see as the future of reporting, both kind of in the short term as we come out of the COVID pandemic and in the much longer term as well?
I think what I would like to see is us being able to be a bit more creative in the way that we work with teams to ensure that the insights are applied. But I think with that, we do have to continue to sort of raise the profile of us as insight people and researchers and those skills that are involved in that, because we have to have the confidence of those wider teams to be able to do creative things in workshops. So what I'd like to see is, you know, more opportunities to get stakeholders involved with different views of the data, looking at what it means and working together towards the outcome, and us being able to stay involved all the way through the project for the stakeholders as well, so that we can see where it has helped and what else we might be able to do. So I think there's going to be lots of use of technology in terms of some processes that can be automated and can give us more insights more quickly. But definitely, I think we're going to see lots of new creative outputs from researchers themselves, as we've been able to build those relationships better in the wider business.
Very collaborative future by the sounds of it.
Yeah, I mean, that is always the best approach to take in my experience. And it's certainly been something that is beneficial in ensuring that the insights is used to the and applied in the best places it can be.
I think we could probably talk about this all day, but as we are approaching the 10-minute mark, I am going to have to bring us to the end of the show. So Maria, is there a final thought on creativity in reporting or the future of market research reporting that you'd like to leave our audience with?
I think don't be scared, be brave, be bold with your experimentation, because that's where the sort of real best innovations come from. And don't worry if you don't have the technology, because it certainly comes from your people.
That's great. I think you've given us a lot to think about there. So I just want to say thank you again for being on the show. It really has been great chatting with you. And thank you also to everybody listening. We'll be back in a few weeks' time to discuss insight activation, what it is, why it's important, and what it can do for your team. Until then, I've been your host, Chris Martin, and this has been the Emirates Lab.